It's important for the kids to be able to show off what it is they do every single day in the classroom. These kids start off with learning how this stuff works, and we work into actually working on these engines. This right here is their Friday night football game. When these kids come together, they come together from all different backgrounds, all different makes, and they come together and they work as a team. Stuff doesn't always go as planned, and it's amazing when you see all these different kids come together, problem solve for a common goal of tearing this engine down. Great learning, there is no one picture of it. Because you look at each one of those kids, and each one of them has a different learning style. What's amazing is when they can learn from one another. They get that aha moment. You open the door for them, and you build this base for them to work from, and they bring their own skills. Amazing part about this is we give them a chance to do what they do best. Everything that they're doing here, we learn in the classroom. And a lot of times people ask, they say, why do you still tear down an engine? Today's cars are so computer controlled. We have 100 plus computers on our cars that control everything from the windows to the seats to the engine to the transmission. But if you understand mechanically how that engine works, you can understand how the electronics of it work. You understand what a crank sensor does, a cam sensor does. So it really puts that learning into an applicable skill. And not just automotive. You know, so many times people think that this is just, if you're doing this, you're going to be a technician. You're going to be turning wrenches. A lot of times, these guys and girls are not just turning wrenches. They're out there doing engineering. It's amazing when you get that aha moment. You know, these kids sit in a math class or in a science class or in an English class. And I've met some phenomenal teachers that bring that application in. We were sitting at dinner last night. We were practicing on a Tuesday. It was 11 o'clock. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And we sit down, and the one kid starts talking about building a stroker motor for his drift car. So he says you take a 6.2 liter engine and a 4.8 liter crank, and you build a high revving stroker motor. And the one kid says, well, what cubic inch is that? He sits down and he starts doing the math on his phone to figure out what cubic inch it is. What better connection is that you learn, that you take the math that you've learned and apply it to something that you're interested in? You know, they're going back to school in a couple of days, and here they are here giving me their weekend, showing everyone what CTE is, showing them that they're not just changing oil, they're not just changing tires. These kids are doing what they love to do, and they're showing the world what they have to offer.